Up to Mem Heyamid Beis, the last thing the Gemara had said was it was a discussion of whether you could. First, it was a machlokes of whether you could use, again, every act of chalipin, Mem Heyamid Beis, go on to the bottom. Every act of chalipin is there's the item that you're making the kinyan on, and then there's the secondary item that's being acquired instantly. So there was a machlokes of whether money could be used as the item to use as the kinyan. Instead of the kerchief or instead of the yarmulke, you use money. That's a machlokes, Rav and Levi. But we said, l'kuli alma, the money could be acquired through chalipin. Meaning, if you pick up, if I give you a pen and you acquire it, then I get the money. That could work. Money could be acquired through chalipin, l'kuli alma, because what's the problem? To that, the Gemara says, I have a question. May, so I have a kasha. Hayo'ayme begayrin. Basically, the premise is like this. You have Maiser Sheni fruit. Now, as we've talked about many, many times, if you cannot bring the fruit to Yerushalayim, what you do is you transfer the holiness onto cash. Now, when you transfer the holiness onto cash, you have to add a 20% surcharge. It's a penalty for doing this. However, if someone else transfers the holiness onto cash, there is no surcharge. So meaning, so if I have Maiser Sheni fruits and I transfer it onto cash, I have to add a 20% tax for as a penalty for what I'm doing. But if you transfer the holiness onto cash, now why would you do that? Either you would do that because you want to keep the, you want to, so I have fruit and you say the holiness of the fruit should be onto my money. Now why do you do that? Pashtus, you're doing it as a favor for me. If you do it as a favor for me, or I mean it happens to me, you could just do that. You have the right to transfer the holiness onto your own cash. Someone else's fruit, you can transfer holiness onto your own cash if you want to do that. But a lot of times what you would do that is you would do that as a favor for me, and there's no surcharge when someone else does it. It's based on a pasuk. So basically, if you're transferring the holiness onto cash, what you really want to do is you want to get someone else to do it for you. So you would do it, sometimes you go to your child who's 20 years old, who's an adult, and you say, hey, listen, do me a favor. Take your money, transfer the holiness onto cash, and then give me the, and then I could avoid a surcharge. That was one of the methodologies that you would do. You would want someone else to do it to avoid the surcharge. That's what this Mishnah is dealing with. The Mishnah says, "Hayoyim begarin, I'm standing in a threshing floor, and I have Maisha Sheni fruit that I want to transfer onto holiness. But I want to do it, I want someone else to do it. Here's the problem. Ein biyadei mois. I don't have any money on me. The money is in my house. Now, because I'll tell you why. If the money was on me, if I had the apples and the money, again, I don't want to do it myself because then I have to add a surcharge. So what I would do is very simple. I'd give you the money, you'd make a kinyan, and then I'd say, do me a favor. Giving you the money, knowing full well, you'll transfer, you'll do that, and then you'll give me back the money. Okay, fine. So that's what you do. The problem is I don't have the money on me. So how do I do this? So here's what you do. I give you the fruit, making the fruit yours. Then I transfer holiness onto my cash. You see, the problem is when the fruit and the money are owned by me, that's the problem. I need one of it to be owned by you. So if I have the money, I'll give you the money. I'll say the money's yours. Now you'll transfer holiness. The problem is I don't have the money. So I give you the fruit. And then I say, the money that's in my kitchen, the Kedusha should be go. Fine. Again, the reason why I have to give you the fruit is because I don't have the money accessibly on me. If I have the money in my pocket, I would just give you the money. Says the Gemara, I would just give you the mois and you'd be kind of with Mashicha or Hagba, whatever it is. Uparik, and then you'd redeem it. And that's even better. It's better for you to actually have the money, for it to be your own money, because the Havli Nachri, because then you're considered more of an outsider when it comes to the ceremony, because it's your money, not mine. Now, here's the question. What does this have to do with anything? The question is like this. I'm stuck with a problem. I have the fruit. I have the money. The problem is, if I had the money on me, I'd just give you the money. I don't have the money on me. It's in my house. So what do? I give you the fruit. If money can be acquired through chalipin, why don't we just do a kinyan chalipin? Meaning, I want to get you the money somehow. The problem is I don't have it. It's not in my pocket. If I had it, it's better for me to give you the money. So I would just give it to you. Problem is it's in my kitchen. So I'm forced to give you the fruit. Why not keep the fruit? Basically, we have a problem. How do I get you money that's not in my hands? Like, how do I wire you money that's not in my hands before there was a concept of wiring? It sounds like there's no option. If you had the money, give it to the other person. Hand it hand to hand. The problem is you don't have the money on you, so you're forced to hand him the fruit. But wait a minute, if money could be acquired through chalipin, give him a yarmulke, and by him acquiring the yarmulke, he gets the money. If money could be acquired through chalipin, then what's the problem here? It's like the Mishnah has this, like, I have an issue, I have the money, but it's not on me, so how do I get you the money? I can't, so I have to give you the fruit. I could get you the money very easily. Chalipin. If what you're saying is correct, that money could be acquired through chalipin, then just give the guy a handkerchief. Or let actually, more technically, he'll give you a handkerchief. And then and by that, you'll give him the money. So it's just a very easy solution. Says the Gemara, the Amr Matbeya Nikva Chalipin. If money could be acquired through Chalipin, then Nikna Lamos Lahech Agav Suther. Then just use a kerchief to transfer the money. Valifrik, and then easy, easy peasy. What's the problem? Why are we making it so complicated? So the Gemara says, the Lesley Suther. There is no kerchief. He doesn't have a kerchief. He has nothing to give over to the guy. That's bad. It's a little shrewd. I mean, yeah. Yarmulke, nothing, nothing. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then give him some of your land. Meaning, there's other ways to be kind of mos. Basically, you have a problem. I want to get you the money, but it's not on me. If it was on me, I'd just hand it to you. So we said, what about chalipin? I don't have a kerchief to acquire, to make the kinyan. Okay, what about agav karka, which is I give you a little piece of land, and by you acquiring this 4-inch piece of land, you get the money. So do that. So the Gemara says, less like karka. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have land either. The Gemara says, I'm a begarin. Isn't he standing in his own threshing floor? Garin shenishalai. He's standing in someone else's threshing floor. So the guy doesn't own on him. He doesn't have anything that could be used as a kerchief, and he doesn't have land. So the Gemara says, V'ichbol tana lashmina gavar artiloi d'lesu b'liklum. So the Tana is picking a case. Do you know the statistical probability of something the Gemara calls him artiloi naked? You're talking about someone who doesn't own any land, doesn't have anything on him that could be used as chalipin. Correct. So he doesn't. So you're telling me that he doesn't have a pen, he doesn't have a yarmulke, he doesn't have a gartel. Nothing? Not a kerchief? So the Gemara says, forget that. You know what the answer is? Shma mina, ein matbeya nikim b'chalipin. You know what the answer is? No. The reason why he does have a kerchief, so why can't he do chalipin? Because money cannot be acquired through chalipin. That's the answer. You see from here that money is not able to be acquired through chalipin. That's it. I guess because money can't be used to create chalipin, it can't be acquired through chalipin. The lumdus, I'm not 100% sure why, but that's what you see from the sukkah. The Gemara says, "Va'af Rav Papa Hadarbe." The truth is, Rav Papa himself changed his view. Rav Papa was the one who originally said that you could acquire money through chalipin. Rav Papa changed the view. We actually had this once. This was a sugya. I don't remember where this is in. Oh, it's Baba Kama, the end of Baba Kama. We had a sugya that basically, if I owe you money, right? So I owe Adam $100. You show up to as like a shliach. It's a little bit of a problem because there's a whole sugya that if I give you the money, have I fulfilled my obligation or am I still responsible if while it's on transit? So one of the ways that to avoid the shaila is Adam would transfer the debt to you, meaning I don't owe Adam the $100, I owe you the $100 and I give it to you. So I'm for sure, meaning I, the guy, I don't want to give you the money. You want, Adam wants you to take it because you're the shliach. I, the one who owes the money, don't want to give you the money because what if, God forbid, you lose it? You call me up. Adam calls me up and says, where's the money? I said, I gave it to somebody. He says, you didn't give it to me. And because of this problem, what you'd want to do is you'd want to have it that the money is not owed to Adam, it's owed to you. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa had this problem. So you'd make a kinyan to transfer the debt. Rav Papa did this. The Gemara says, Rav Papa had 12,000 dinars. There was someone in Beit Chuzai was watching. A tremendous amount of money. Rav Papa, in order to get them, sent a shliach, but he wanted the shliach to actually own it. So what he did was, he basically wants to transfer. You have to transfer the money. Again, I could pick a case of debt, but let's get a case of watching. I'm watching. Adam gives me $100 to watch. It's his money. You show up to pick it up. I don't want to give it to you. So what does Adam have to do? He has to transfer that the money is yours. How do you do that? So Rav Papa did kinyan agav. That Rav Papa gave the shliach a small amount of land, and by doing that, he also acquired the money. Why can't you just do chalipin? Why give him land when you could just give him a kerchief? The answer is because Rav Papa changed his view, and he realized you cannot acquire money through chalipin. Because if you could acquire money through chalipin, you don't have to give him a piece of the land. You just give him the yarmulke, and by him acquiring the yarmulke, he also by you receiving the yarmulke, he gets all your money. Huh? So it was a debt. It's not acquired or anything. I don't think anything's being acquired through the document. I'm talking about chinuch halipin. Obligation, but not the money. Not the actual money, the hischaivus. No one says that the woman at the chasana gets the money in the ksuba. She gets the debt, the responsibility that he has to now provide for her, whatever. But the actual money is not kind of a halipin. So the Gemara says, And Rav Shmuel came back with the money. Rav Papa was so happy that he met him in the city of Tavach. He was so happy. The point is, the fact that he didn't use chalipin indicates chalipin is not an option. Ula also said coins cannot be used. Now back to the original discussion, not whether money could be acquired through chalipin, but whether money could be used as the vehicle for the chalipin instead of the kerchief. He also says that money cannot be used instead of the kerchief. Okay, cannot be used as, money cannot be used as the item to make chalipin. Now here's the question. Basically, it's like this. I got my workers who want $100. Okay? I need the $100. I don't have the money. So what do? I go to a money changer and I say, hey, give me the $100 now and I'll give you back $120. Now that sounds like usher, right? That sounds like ribbis. That sounds like a classic. I'm borrowing money. Now, the only reason why it's a little bit different than the classic borrowing is that a money changer sells currency. So it's not exactly like borrowing straight up. It's more like going into Wasserman's. There's two different types of loans, right? I can go to you and say, hey, can I borrow $100 and I'll pay back $120? That's ribbis for sure. There's a different type of ribbis, which is also interest. It's just more of a business interest. And that is, I go into Wasserman's, and they have bread for $5, and I go to the checkout, and they say, we're selling you bread, we'd like our $5. I say, listen, I don't have the money, I don't have the $5. I'll come back at the end of the week, I'll give you $7. That's also not allowed. Even though that is a business transaction, and you could say, well, they could charge whatever they want for bread, so instead of charging $5, they're charging $7. The answer is, because you're paying them to, basically, you owe them money on Sunday when you're going into the store, and you're saying, listen, I owe you $5 now, if you wait until Thursday when I come back, I'll pay you $7. You're basically paying them to postpone the debt. That's similar to a loan. That's also a problem. So I'm going into the money changer. Think of the money changer as Wasserman's. I'm buying off the shelf a $100 bill, and I'm saying, here's my $120 back at the end of the week. That should be very usher. But says the Gemara, Amar l'shulchani ten li dinar benois v'afarsenu, v'ani eloch yofa dinar utrisimos sheyesh li bevesi. I say to him, I'd like a dinar's worth of copper coins, and I'll give you back a good dinar, meaning I'll give you back the dinar, and a thesis, another coin. I'll give you back $120 for $100. So what's the halacha? Im yesh loy moris muter. When I go into the money changer to do this, if I have money in my house, if I have the $100 somewhere on a bank, whatever, it works. Well, why does it work? Again, I'm going into the money changer. I need $100. I take the $100. I say, I'll come back in a couple days. I'll give you $120. It's only allowed if I have money in my bank account. Why would it be allowed? That's the Gemara's question. It must be. The reason why it's allowed is because we look at this not as a transaction, but chalipin. That when you give me the $100, we look at this not as a sale, but we do this as an act of chalipin. The money is being given me as a kerchief, and you're getting that $100 that's in my bank account. So therefore, it's 100 for 100. Not a problem. And then if I give you back a little bit more, that's a separate transaction. Meaning it must be, the only reason why it's mutter is because we look at the money being given now not as a transaction, but as an act of chalipin. So you see that money could be used as chalipin. Huh? Because then it's a transaction. Then what it is you're giving me $100, and by doing so, you're acquiring back the $120 that's in my bank account. It's not a loan, it's a straight-up transaction. You're allowed to sell $100 for $120. That's a transaction. The problem is, that's what I said. It's like going into Wasserman's. If I go into a Wasserman's and they say, I have a loaf of bread for $5, that's fine. And if they say, you know what, we just changed the price to $7, that's also fine. That's a business. That's not a problem. The problem is when you're asking them to basically saying, I have a debt of $5, but if you give me a couple days, I'll pay you $7. That's called agar nutter. I'm paying you to wait. That's where it gets into the world of ribbis. So if I go into the money changer and he has $100, right? And I have $120. I don't know why a person would ever do this. I mean, they do it when they're changing currencies. So let's say I have $100, right? And I say, I'll give you $120 for your $100. Perfectly fine. It's a stupid thing to do, but it's a business. So I'm basically saying, I'll take the $100 on Sunday. I'll come back on Thursday with $120. That's usher, except if I have $120 in my bank account now. So why is it mutter? The answer is because we look at it as chalipin. When I get the $100, that's the kerchief. And by doing so, the money changer instantly acquires the $120 in my bank account. So I'm not giving him any payment to postpone a debt. It's already his. That must be the explanation. So the Gemara says, V'yisal g'daydach ein matbeya nasa chalipin, havle havava aser. The only explanation is that it must be that money could be used as chalipin. The answer is no. So Ishtik, he was quiet. It's a good taina. I thought money can't be used as chalipin. It's a good taina. So Amar Lei, Dil me edi ve'edi bepruti yeshanu delek alayu tiva. He says, you know what the answer is? It's not coins. It says coins, but it's not coins. It's pieces of copper that don't have an imprint on it. It's not actual coins yet. Actual coins is a currency. We had a shayla of whether currency could be used for chalipin. The case of the money changer is not $100 for $120. It's $100 of basically like unminted silver or unminted metal copper, which is not a currency. That's a merchandise. You definitely can use metal for chalipin. The shayla is whether you could use currency for chalipin, as we had yesterday, because people place the value of currency based on the fact that it has a stamp and it has usage. So the answer is, we thought the case was, I'm going in for $100 worth of silver coins and I'm giving you $120. The answer is, that's not what's happening here. It's not silver coins. It's silver, unminted silver, or unminted whatever, pieces of copper that have no stamp on it. So it's not a currency at all. It's just a kli. It's a whatever. It's an item. And an item can be used for chalipin. Okay, it's obviously not what we expected, because it says dinar, but it means dinar without the stamp. So it's like I say a quarter, but I mean the piece of metal without the George Washington's imprint on it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vedi vedi perihava, and these coins without the mint are not considered currency. They're just considered produce. And Mishram Hachi, Nikr B'chalipin. And that's why they could be used as Chalipin. Amar Le'in, take a Nami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, Yafa Dinar Trisis. He says, I'll give you a Yafa Dinar. He doesn't say a Dinar Yafa. You see, if you want to say you want to give him a good coin, you'll say a Dinar Yafa. What's Yafa Dinar? Yafa Dinar means I'll give you something metal that's valued at a Dinar. So it's not actually a Dinar. I'm giving you metal that could be valued at a Dinar. Shmamina. Another answer could be, Lo'ilam B'dam Me'prutiyos, really know it's money. So wait a minute. I go into the money changer. I have $100. I give him $100. I take $100 and I'll say I'll pay you back in a couple days $120. Why is that allowed? It's allowed if I have $120 in my bank account. Why? So the Gemara says it must be chalipin. The answer is it's not chalipin. It's borrowing. It's a borrowing. We've had this concept before, and we'll talk about this much more at length in Eizo Neshach. And that is, if I go into a store, if I go into your house and I borrow a cup of flour with a dollar, and I say, I'll bring it back to you a couple days later. And I bring back the flour. Now flour is worth $2. Actually, I just realized I probably have this problem. I just realized this. I borrowed from someone on Shabbos. Didn't really know I was borrowing. I wasn't really sure. I said borrow, so I guess it's a borrow. A bottle of grape juice. I have to return the bottle of grape juice to him. I have to make sure that it's the same value. Mamish, like Mamish, he's sugis. Mamish, he's sugis. Yes, Mamish, he's sugis. So interesting. Okay. Point is, Bekitzer, right? So you borrow a cup of flour worth a dollar. And I come back at the end of the week with a cup of flour worth $2. That's a problem. It's called saw besaw. It's a problem in interest. We've had this a couple times already. But if I have the flour in my house, and it's just not accessible, but I have it, then I'm allowed to borrow the flour. Why? Because when I go to you and I take the flour worth a dollar, if I have a flour in my house, we look at it halachically and we'll see why, as if that flour in my house is already yours. Therefore, when I return that flour a week later, even though the price fluctuation has changed, I'm not giving you anything. I'm not paying back a later debt with more value. We had it instantly. It was an instant loan The problem with interest is more the paying off the postponement of the debt. If I go for flour and I take a cup of flour and I have a cup of flour in my house that's valued, then it's yours instantly. The fact that the price changes later on is irrelevant. So too over here, we look at this transaction with the money changer. I take $100 from him. If I have $120 in my bank account, we look at it as if it's his right now. And therefore, it's not a loan. It's a straight-up transaction. It's not chalipin. It's a borrowing. But when you have the merchandise, albeit inaccessible, but you have it somewhere, we look at it as if it's transferred right away. So therefore, it's not necessarily right to chalipin. It could be that's how it's working. Okay, we'll get to it, but that's the sugya. Lo'ilam b'dam b'prutiyos, kivan de'islay nasakayim ha'alveni ashiyav ebnai, o'chem b'mafteach b'esi. That, since I have it somewhere, it's as if it's yours right now, and I'm just saying I'll give it to you in a few days. Tashema, another shayla of whether coins could be used as chalipin. Okay, this is funny. I was listening last night, like 1 a.m, I was listening. This is a kemat word. This is not kemat. It is word for word. Chafchas Amid Beis in Kedushin is word for word the next Amid. So we'll just run through it. I'll read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, Kol hanase damim ba'achar, anything that is used for as a transaction, any damim, anything that's used as a monetary value, meaning money, anything that's kol hanase damim, anything that's used as payment, which is money, kivon shezach hazeh nischayv zeh v'chalipin, could be used as chalipin. Meaning, we've had before, I sort of should have explained this a couple days ago, but it's going to become clear in a few minutes. What was the premise of the Mishnah at the beginning of Azov? The Mishnah is basically like this. You have a Gemara, I have $10. We're making a deal. I give you the money first, deal's not done. Because Mos is not kindness. Because biblically, or at least rabbinically, money does not create a transaction. But if you give me the Gemara, the deal is done. Chalipin, though, it's right away. So look at this Lashon. Kol hanase damim. Anything that is used as a monetary value, meaning money, seemingly money, we'll change the pshat in a second. Kivan shezach hazeh, once I give the money to you, nischay zeh b'chalipin, the transaction is done, and it's the other item is already flipped, meaning chalipin. What do you see? Money could be used as chalipin. Kol anas adam b'achar ma'iniyu matbeya. Ushma minam matbeya nas chalipin. Isn't that basically what the Mishnah is saying? The Mishnah is saying that if I give you money, you get the other item. Done, because money could be used as chalipin. So the Gemara says, no. I'm Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamer, go to the next page. Kol hanishum damim ba'achar. It doesn't mean nasim damim. It doesn't mean anything that could be used as payment is used as chalipin, but rather kol hanishum damim. Anything that needs to be estimated its value, anything that needs to be appraised. It's not talking about money, meaning we thought it was talking about money. It was saying that anything could be used as payment, meaning money, can be used as chalipin. And the answer is no. Anything that needs to be appraised, you know what needs to be appraised? Not money. You don't have to appraise a $100 bill. It's $100. You know what needs to be appraised? Everything else. It's called anishim dama, means that anything that needs to be appraised, i.e., everything that's not money, could be used as chalipin. So it's like from 180. First, I thought the Mishnah was talking about that money could be used as chalipin. I was saying, no, the only thing that can't be used as chalipin is money. Everything else. And the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. Look at the next words. The Mishnah said, kolanasadam b'chalipin, right? Whatever, which we thought at first meant money. Let's say, go with the original shot, what we thought it was. Money could be used as chalipin. Ketzad. Ketzad, so it should say money. No, what's the ketzad? Hichlev shar b'para, chamar b'shar. If we have a deal that we're switching a shar for a para. I have a shar, you have a para. So we're going to do a kinin chalipin, where I give you the shar automatically instead of the kerchief. I'm giving you a shar, I get the par. So that we had a shayla. What does the Mishnah mean? Did the Mishnah mean money or not? It can't mean money because it said ketzad and it said a shar. So it must be, it doesn't mean money. It means anything that needs to be appraised, anything that has a value that's not money, other than money, could be used as chalipin. Ketzad, what's an example of something that's not money that could be used as chalipin? A cow. Okay. Now the Gemara just says, we originally, for a second, thought that the Mishnah was talking about money. So what's ketzad? Money could be used as chalipin. Ketzad? I give you a cow. That doesn't make sense. It should say, I give you money. So the Gemara says, this is how I could have read it. This is how I would read the Mishnah. Money could be used as chalipin. Add this brackets. You know what also could be used as chalipin? A cow. Ketzad? You'd have to add that one. Okay. Now here's the kasha. This is as an aside. The Mishnah clearly states, kol hanishum damim, which is anything that needs to be appraised, could be used as chalipin. What's an example of something used as chalipin? A cow. So we think of a kerchief. I can give you a cow. I give you the cow. I automatically give over the other item. Yeah. Here's the question. It's a machlekes amirayim whether a non-vessel can be used as chalipin. Chalipin could definitely use a kerchief. The source for chalipin is from Boaz. He used a shoe. So the question is, can a non-vessel be used as chalipin? You know what's an example of a non-vessel? A cow. Cows are not vessels. They're not kalim. So here's the kasha. Ha-nichal Rav Sheshes, damar peri avdi chalipin. This whole Gemara makes sense according to Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes said that, you know what could be used as chalipin? Any kalim or non-kalim. Anything of value could be used as chalipin. So a cow has a value, it could be used as chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman shita is that to use as chalipin, it has to be a kli. A cow is not a kli. So how could Rav Nachman understand the Mishnah? According to Rav Nachman, if I cannot use a cow as chalipin, So what does the Mishnah mean? The Mishnah Pashtus is talking about Chalipin. It says, what's the premise of the Mishnah? I give you the item, the transaction's done. That can't be money, because money doesn't complete a transaction. It must be, it's talking about Chalipin. And it says, what's an example of an item that could be used as Chalipin? A cow. I thought Rav Nachman holds it, you can't use a cow as Chalipin. So the Gemara says, you know what the pshat is? It's the only thing that's a little bit, it's not tricky. Hachi Kamar, Yesh Domim Shehen K'Chalipin. You know the answer is like this. Let me explain. I'll say it outside and then we'll see it inside. Okay. We've done this for a couple days now. If I give you money because I'm buying a Gemara, deal's not done yet. Why? Because money is not kindness. Now, for the record, why is money not kindness? Machlekes Rivech and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds money is biblically not kindness. Metaltalin. So according to Rish Lakish, when I give you the money, I'm doing nothing biblically. According to Rav Yochanan, money is kaina biblically. So why is it rabbinically not kaina? I'm sure you guys are familiar with this, but I'll just explain. That's called Sheminisivu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. You know what the pshat is? The Mamash's case of the Gemara. Imagine if I give you the money, if the transaction is done, and you just owe me the Gemara. You know what? I don't want to use you as an example, but like someone like you, right? I give you the money. I give you, instead of a Gemara, let's go, it's a big, it's a motorcycle, it's a very, very chashav item. I give you the money. According to Rav Yochanan, the transaction is done biblically. Here's the problem. The rabbis were not cool with it. Why? What if, God forbid, a fire breaks out? So you're running through your house trying to save stuff. That motorcycle is no longer yours. It's mine. But it's still in your garage. You're not going to save it because it's not yours anymore. Chazal did not like the concept of other people's items being in other people's houses. Because then if a fire breaks out, you're not going to do it. Therefore, Chazal said, you know what? You want the transaction to be done, the motorcycle's got to leave your domain. You got to give it to him. That's the concept. So says the Gemara, you know what the Mishnah means? What did the Mishnah say? Kol anishim dom b'chalipin. Anything that could be transferred, pashas to chalipin. Ketzad shar. The problem is Rabbi Nachman holds that a shar cannot be used for chalipin. So you know what the answer is? This is not chalipin, this is money. Wait a minute, I thought money doesn't complete a transaction. The answer is there is one case where financial money does complete a transaction, and this is the case. I owe you $100. Okay, let's say we made a deal, whatever it is. I owe you $100. And I tell you, instead of giving me $100, you have a cow that's worth $100. I'll take the cow. Deal? And he said, deal. And we, whatever, probably have to make a Kenyan that finalist deal. The second we agree, the cow is mine. Meaning, money does not complete a transaction, but forgiving a loan with an item does complete a transaction. So it's very similar to money, but instead of me giving you $100 and getting back a cow, that doesn't work biblically. But if I owe you $100 and I just say, well, make a deal, instead of giving me the money, I'll be Meichel if you give me that cow, deal, deal, in front of Edom, deal, deal, the cow is mine. Even without me doing any kidding, the cow is mine. Why? So says the Gemara, again, I'll say it outside, we'll see it inside. Why is money not working? Really, money should work according to Rav Yochanan. When you give me money for the Gemara, it should be mine. What's the problem? We're afraid a fire is going to break out. And Chazal said, if the fire breaks out, you're not going to save my Gemara because it's not mine anymore. Chazal said, no good. They only made gezeiras our common occurrences. You know what's common? I give you money, you give me an item. But you know what's not common? What's not common is that I sell you a cow for $100 and then now you owe me $100 and I say, instead of giving me the money, I'll be Michael that if you give me an ox. That's not a normal currency. Forgiving a loan by getting an item is not a normal transaction monetarily, and because it's not normal, Chazal, we're not geyser. That's the Gemara says. Let's see it inside. Hachi Kamar, Yesh Dom Shein Chalipin. The answer is our Mishnah is not talking about Chalipin, and therefore it's not a kasher of Nachman because it's not talking about a cow being used as a bartering item for Chalipin instead of a kerchief. What is it talking about? It's talking about money. And there are cases of money where the monetary, where the money is, makes the kinyan. How so? Ketzad, Hichlev, Demei Shar, Bepara, Demei Chamar, Beshar. If I owe you money for $100, and instead of the $100, I say, I'll be Meichel the Chayiv if you give me an ox. And you agree to it, the ox is mine. Why does that work? So says the Gemara, my time with Rav Yochanan, Savak Rav Yochanan, because he holds like Rav Yochanan, Domer Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. The Rav Yochanan holds that a transfer of money really biblically does affect a Kenyan. But why did Chazal say that money is not going to finalize the Kenyan? Because we're afraid that they're going to say that there was a fire and I didn't save your item. In order to protect the buyer, we said that you have to do a Meshicha. To have to get the item out. Chazal meaning, so money should work, but it's a rabbinic rabbinic takana not to. Milsa de shchicha gazu be rabbanon. Milsa de loy shchicha loy gazu be rabbanon. The answer is Chazal only made their takana by a normal thing. A non-normal thing in our case, right? Waiving a debt is not a normal way to do business. I'm waiving a debt if you give me a cow. That's not a normal transaction. Therefore, because it's not normal, Chazal were never instituted. And therefore, the money actually does make the finalized kinyan. So it's not chalipin at all. It's talking about mois. And there is a scenario where mois kindness, and that is waiving a debt. Okay, let's just, one last point, and then we'll do one more, and then we'll stop. Now, this is all, understanding this Mishnah that's saying that it's not chalipin, that it's actually kesef. And it does work. Why? Because it follows Rav Yochanan, who holds that kesef is koina deraisa, and it's only not kind of derabana because of the fire thing, and they only made that thing in a normal occurrence. According to Rish Lakish, he holds that Mois is not kind of deraisa. Not at all. So you can't understand the Mishnah talking about this. The Mishnah has to be talking about Chalipin according to Rish Lakish. Okay, there's two options of what the Mishnah is talking about. It's either talking about Chalipin, or it's talking about Kesef. And why does Kesef work? There's one case where Kesef works, because it works deraisa, and it normally doesn't work derabanan, but waiving a debt is not normal, so Chazal made it work. According to Rish Lakish, Kesef is not working at all. It doesn't work deraisa or derabanan. It just doesn't work. So the Mishnah has to be talking about Chalipin. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish dam reshich v'vreshim min ha-Torah, ha-nich esavdar ha-kereshesh, mitarets ha-kereshesh, yisav gerenach min ha-repeh le-yavid chalim, matbeh le-kani, hech mitarets la. The answer is Rish Lakish has to hold the Kershashis. Rish Lakish has to hold that the Mishnah is talking about Chalipin. And what do you see? Cows could be used as Chalipin. That's Kershashis, Hashita, not Rabbi Nachman. He can't hold like Rabbi Nachman. You can't. Because according to Rabbi Nachman, again, according to Kershashis, cows could be used as Chalipin. So the Mishnah could be talking about Chalipin. According to Rabbi Nachman, cows cannot be used as Chalipin. So you're forced to explain the Mishnah not talking about Chalipin, but Kinin Kesef. And there's a case where Kinin Kesef works. Rish Lakish holds Kinin Kesef never works. So he obviously has to be talking about Chalipin. And he holds that cows could be used as chalipin. Let's just finish up. One more kasha on whether money could be acquired, could be used as chalipin. Tanan, kol ha-metaltlin konin ze'ezeh. Items can be used as chalipin. V'amrei shlokish, afilu kismale mos, bekismale mos. I could do a chalipin of a purse full of coins for a purse full of coins. Meaning, I got a bag of cash, you got a bag of cash, I could do a kinin chalipin. What does that tell you? Money could be used as chalipin. So it's a kasha on the views that hold that money cannot be used as chalipin. So you know what the answer is? The two bags of money. Again, the case, Rish Lakish pretty much says in Mefurish, I have a bag of coins, you have a bag of coins. If I give you the bag of coins, we could use as chalipin, the kinyan is done. I thought money can't be used as chalipin. I thought money can't be acquired through chalipin. Over here we got two bags of money. You know what the answer is? The money that we're talking about is discontinued. It's not money. Money that's discontinued is not currency anymore. It's just, I don't know, antiques, whatever. The case of the bags of money is discontinued money. Says the Gemara, Targa marav acha bedinar anka vanigra. The case is where it's anka na nigra. Echot sheplasla imalchus, vechot sheplasla medina. One, meaning I have a bag of discontinued coins, you have a bag of discontinued coins. That's why we're doing chalipin. Now, why would we trade discontinued coins? One is discontinued by the malchus, and one is discontinued by the medina, more regional. They're both discontinued. One is discontinued by New York, and one is discontinued by America. Okay. And that's where we're trading from each other. Says the Gemara Tzricha. Now, why do I need both cases to be involved? Why does it have to be talking about two different types of discontinued coins? Diashmina Pislasi Malchus Mishum Dolisagi Klal. Abbasasa Medina, the Saga Medina Cheres, Ema Kati Matbeya, He, Ein Matbeya Nikma Chalipin. I'll tell you why, because if we just talked about disqualified in New York regional, I would say, yeah, maybe the reason why. No, I'm sorry. If I just said the case where America discontinued, I'd say, yeah, if America discontinued, it's not a currency anymore. That's why it could be used as chalipin. But if it was just discontinued in New York, it could be used in a different state. Maybe it's still considered currency, and it cannot be used as chalipin. V'yashmina b'slasay medina, mishum t'li sagi le'i b'tzina v'lo'i b'fahesya. A'b'slasay malchus, t'sagi le'i b'tzina, im ha'kat matbe'ehu, ve'in matbe'e nikma chalipin, tzricha. And the opposite, apparently, when it was canceled by America, right, when you have a canceled by New York, you wouldn't use it privately in New York. You would just use it out of state. Canceled in America, they would use it privately like bootleggers. Mm-hmm. So because it's maybe used in currency, that meaning each one has a chiddush. canceled regionally. I'll just end with this. Canceled regionally, the chiddush is that because it's only canceled in this area, but it's good in other states, you might think it's a currency not able to be used as chalipin. And canceled throughout the whole country, apparently when an item, when a coin was discontinued from the entire country, it would be used discreetly, like bootleggers. And therefore, because it's somewhat used, you might think it's still currency. Kamash malon. If it's discontinued, it's not a currency. But if it's taka continued, if it's a regular coin, it wouldn't be able to be used as chalipin. I will stop here.